and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 8, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop. Well, we talked about the Michigan Republican Party Chairman Jim Runstead's press release announcing the Federal Department of Justice will be bringing outside folks to come in and oversee the elections here in Michigan. Election monitors. Well, in response, with the United States Department of Justice telling folks that they are going to bring election monitors to Detroit, East Lansing, and Lansing itself, the state capital, providing election monitors will be sent to these cities for the August 4th primary. Has state top leaders saying that this is based on numerous unsubstantiated claims. Democratic Attorney General Dana Nessel warned that her office, quote, stands ready to hold accountable those who attempt to unlawfully interfere with or intimidate Michigan election workers. Meanwhile, Secretary of State gubernatorial Democrat candidate Jocelyn Benson reiterated her mantra that the state's elections are transparent, accurate, accessible, and secure. A Department of Justice spokesperson confirmed that these three cities were told last week that the Department of Justice intends to send election monitors, quote unquote, to these three cities for the upcoming August 4th primary. However, they declined to share a copy of the letters that they actually sent to the city election officials. Quote, according to a Department of Justice spokesperson, these jurisdictions have received Civil Rights Division monitors in past elections under previous administrations as well, without elaborating on what cities and what elections. Each of these three cities are Democratic strongholds, and arguably is President Donald Trump's administration's attempt to scrutinize, oversee Michigan's elections. A spokesperson with Detroit mayor's office said that the city clerk is preparing the city's response, which will be available later this week. and will share the letter they received from the Department of Justice. Carrie Sampson, communication director for East Lansing, also said the city is reviewing the letter, and they too expect to have a response by the end of the week. Lansing Mayor Andy Shore and City Clerk Chris Swope said in a joint statement, the city will gladly provide documents and information to all lawful requests. But as far as local voters and observers know, claims about difficult or abnormal voting practices are simply false. A copy of Lansing's letter was not provided as requested. We'll continue the story on the other side. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Perry's on a mission. He's here to stay. Perry Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand. The family's in.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. President Trump continues to say that widespread fraud, election fraud, caused him to lose Michigan's 2022 presidential election, even though those claims have yet to be validated in a court of law. Why is that? Because the judges ruled that they didn't have legal standing to bring forward the lawsuit. The particular party's people and attorneys did not have proper legal standing, which is a load of crap, in my opinion. Well, the letters follows the Department of Justice's unsuccessful attempt to gain access to Michigan's unredacted qualified voter files. Federal panel tells Trump's DOJ you can't have Michigan's voter file unredacted. That decision came down just a couple weeks ago, June 24th, 2026. Attorney General Democrat Dana Nessel said in a joint statement with Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Democratic candidate for governor this year, that courts have repeatedly said states run elections, not the federal government. Nessel says, quote, Michigan law provides not only a variety of ways to vote, but also plenty of opportunities to get involved in the election process. Adding that residents can witness the tabulator testings before the elections, and they can even volunteer to be poll workers or election inspectors and get paid to work at the polling place. The law even provides parameters for federal and congressional poll monitors. We encourage everyone to participate and see for themselves exactly how secure and fair our elections are. Well, Democrat Secretary of State running for governor Jocelyn Benson said the Department of Justice, quote, continues to pursue baseless allegations to confuse voters, end quote, and welcomes all to observe the election process in compliance with our state's laws. When they do, they will see what we already know to be true. Michigan's professional local clerks are committed to ensuring our elections, that they are safe, accessible, and fair. Meanwhile, the current Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II, who is running for Secretary of State, said that Trump and his administration have shown that they will do anything to try to intimidate Michigan voters and interfere in our elections. He added, they lied about election fraud. They're coming after our qualified voter rolls. They're using coercion to try to end the vote by mail. And now they want to monitor our polling places. It's all part of the same playbook. Well, yesterday I read the statement from Michigan Republican Party Chair Jim Runstead when they, as a party, applauded the federal government's decision, saying it signals long overdue pushback against the state's election integrity crisis. In his statement yesterday, he said, quote, after years of suspicious activity, lax enforcement of our election rules that have been repeatedly struck down by court, and blatant attempts to obscure the counting process, this scrutiny is both justified and necessary. Pointing to a Muskegon canvasser before the 2020 election who dumped an enormous batch of fraudulent voter registration applications to the city's clerk back in 2020. Many were obviously fraudulent with forged signatures, fake or even non-existent addresses, and clear patterns of fabrication. The local police of Muskegon investigated. They sent the matter to the FBI. And while officials later insisted no fraudulent votes were ultimately cast from the tainted voter registration forms. The scale of the attempted fraud was staggering. And it was not a handful of isolated mistakes. It was a coordinated activity to flood the rolls in key areas of the state. Well, Michigan House Speaker Matt Hall is backing the Department of Justice move. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, who was running for governor, had requested monitors and said he appreciated the Trump administration listening to his request. I think it's good to have more people watching in these cities to make sure that every vote is counted and that there's no cheating, said Speaker Hall. Asked about concerns that monitors could be used to intimidate voters, Hall said he did not see a problem with simply having more people watching to ensure the votes are counted properly. Well, in a story that came out, this process is very simple. The process is going to be overseen by the Department of Justice. They can respond to the letters all they want. Dana Nessel, the Attorney General, can threaten them with whatever she wants. But the bottom line is, she can't do it. You see, federal elections, and this is the flaw in their argument. They're claiming that this is not a federal election. Well, guess what, folks? It is. And you know why? Because Mike Rogers and the Democrats, Abdul El Sayed or Haley Stevens, are running for United States Senate, which is a federal office. This is no different. This is absolutely no different, folks, than a presidential election. When you have a U.S. senator on the ballot, sorry, folks, it's that simple. And if you don't understand that, well, then you need to go back to civics. This is the bottom line. The Department of Justice are also telling election officials that you could face criminal charges if non-citizens vote in your upcoming election. Harmeet Dhillon, Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, warned that state election officials who knowingly facilitate non-citizens voting or fail to remove ineligible non-citizens from voter registration files could be held criminally liable under federal law. In her letter warning the election officials, she said, quote, any election officer, including the chief election officer of the state, that being Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who knowingly retains non-citizens on the state's qualified voter list or facilitates non-citizens in receiving and casting ballots could be subject to criminal liability. Justice Department said letters were sent out and were intended to encourage states to comply voluntarily with federal election laws requiring accurate voter registration rolls. A Department of Justice spokesperson said the department sent the notices to every state asking for voluntary compliance in a timely manner with their obligations under federal laws to ensure only citizens vote in federal elections. Again, U.S. senators on the ballot this year in Michigan make this a federal election. Dylan's letter also reminded election officials that federal law prohibits interfering with eligible citizens' rights to vote, emphasizing that maintaining accurate voter rolls is a legally responsibility of state and local election administrators. We encourage you to contact us to discuss what steps your state should take to maintain clean voter lists as required by law. The warning comes as the Justice Department continues its legal battle with several states that have refused to provide voter registration data requested by the federal government. Michigan, Secretary of State Benson is one of them. According to reports, dozens of states, including Utah, Michigan, and others, have declined to turn over the information, arguing the request exceeds the federal government's legal authority. Several federal judges have so far sided with the states. Utah Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson, Democrat, criticized the Department of Justice letter, claiming the state is complying with existing election laws while resisting what she described as unlawful requests to provide private voter information. Are you kidding me? There is no private information on the qualified voter files. Your Social Security number is not on there. The only thing that is there is your date of birth in the last four digits of your driver's license, which is already in the Secretary of State's files. It's open for everybody to see. Well, Harmeet Dhillon also announced that the Department of Justice will deploy federal election monitors to six states during this year's primary elections: Arizona, Michigan, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and Virginia. According to Dhillon, the monitors will oversee compliance with federal voting laws, including ensuring polling places remain accessible to disabled voters and stay open for the required legal hours. It's important to make sure that our voting is accurate so that every citizen who votes has their vote counted equally without it being canceled out by somebody who shouldn't be voting. Jesse Oste, the Department of Justice Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, noted federal election monitors are a routine part of election administrations and have been used in elections previously for decades. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number two. We'll be right back.